Now, in chapter 26, it continues to talk about the kingdom. We have, first of all, prospect. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah, verse 1. That's the prospect. They're going to have a song in that day. They don't have it today, friends. It'd be very difficult to say that the present return is a fulfillment of prophecy. Now, we have introspection, and that is in verse 9. He says, "There with my soul have I desired thee in the night." And that is something, I wonder how many of us recognize this and recognize this great need. Now, we saw it in the little Song of Solomon, the book of the Song of Solomon. And you remember there when the bride spoke of, "Kiss me," and that was the kiss of pardon and of peace and of passion. And then the bride recognized she couldn't rise to the heights. And she says, "Draw me, and I'll run after thee." That's what you have here. "With my soul have I desired thee in the night." Do you have today a passion for God? Oh, I hear so much of this pseudo and this smattering of spirituality today. And it has to do with this piousity and quoting of pious platitudes. I get so tired of hearing them. Oh, I love the Lord, and I want to serve Him. My friend, when you lie on your bed at night, do you have a desire for God? You really want Him? Do you have a real passion? Are you able to say, "Draw me, I want to run after you"? And in that day, they will be saying, I tell you, this will make the millennium any day in the week. "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early." I find in my life, and I make a confession, I find I'm running from Him a great deal of the time. And I find I get way out ahead and maybe step out of His will. And then the tensions come. And then I'm frustrated. And then I say, oh, I've left Him. I've gotten away from Him. I'm not close to Him. May I say to you that our soul might cry out for Him today? I don't see much of that, friends. I don't mean to be critical. Well, I don't see much of it. And when I do detect it, what a blessing it is to my own heart. Now, retrospect, verses 16 through 21 here. And this looks back on the past. The picture is a woman with child. Verse 17, "Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O God." They look back to the past. And that great tribulation was like travail. Verse 18, "We've been with child. We've been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth." And today, my friend, the suffering that comes to you, that can be a birth pang that'll bring forth something worthwhile, or it can be just wind. And I'm afraid a lot of us are suffering today for nothing. Because of the fact we are not seeing in it that all things work together for the glory of God. We're talking now about the millennium, but some of us could be actually living in the state of the millennium today.